back in 2017, state law was amended to prohibit New Yorkers under the age of 17 from getting married and required any 17-year-olds to obtain a court order and parental consent before saying, "I do." But the marriage age could be increasing to 18 as the result of legislation that recently made its way through the Capitol and would need to be signed by Governor Cuomo. For more on the issue, we're joined by Frady Reese, founder and executive director of Unchained at Last, which is working to end forced marriages and weddings where at least one participant is under the age of 18. Welcome to the show, Frady.
Oh, thank you, Dave.
So why is 18 an important threshold for getting married? Is it demonstrably different than, say, 17 or 19?
We get that all the time. What's the big difference between a 17-year-old and an 18-year-old? And the answer is there's a significant difference. It has nothing to do with maturity. There are really mature 17-year-olds and immature 37-year-olds. The difference between a 17-year-old and an 18-year-old is legal capacity. The day you turn 18, there's a magical switch that is flicked, and then you get the rights of adulthood. And a day before you have the rights of adulthood, marriage is just dangerous because you don't have the rights that you need to say no to a marriage you don't want that's being planned for you against your will, or to get out of one that you're already in.
Well, it's interesting to hear you bring up the legal definition there, because in New York, we have a legal definition for 17-year-olds when it comes to the age of consent. So how do you reconcile those two contrasting ideals, that one, you know, you're old enough to consent to have a sexual relationship, sexual intercourse, but then you're not old enough yet to engage in marriage under this potential legislation?
We have different ages that we set, age limits under the law for all different activities. Mm-hmm. And the age for one shouldn't impact the age for the other unless there's some reason that they are connected. Having sex, will, I think we can all agree, is vastly different from getting married, because marriage is a legal contract. That is something that is difficult to get out of, and it has serious ramifications, as opposed to having sex, which is not a legal contract. You don't need the rights of adulthood to engage safely in sex. There are other things you should do to engage safely in sex, but one of them does not need to be getting the rights of adulthood.
Why is that legal contract aspect that you brought up important? Is that the real crux of this issue for you, or is there another element that's equally or more important when it comes to that 18-year-old age of consent?
Well, there are two aspects. There are two main reasons. The first one is the legal capacity. And the reason that's so important is I'm a forced marriage survivor myself, and I founded Unchained at Last to help others escape forced marriages. And what we find is when someone 18 or older reaches out to us and asks for help escaping a forced marriage, it's difficult, and there are often really serious repercussions for them from the family. For example, in my case, my family shunned me. They still consider me dead, but it is legally possible. There are legal viable options for someone who's 18 or older. If you're 17 years old and your parents are forcing you to marry, like I was at 19, and you reach out to us at Unchained at Last to ask for help, there's almost nothing we can do. You're not allowed to leave home at age 17. You're considered a runaway. And you cannot easily retain an attorney at 17 because contracts with children, including retainer agreements, are voidable. Most attorneys are going to say no if you ask them to represent you. You're not allowed to bring a legal action on your own behalf. So all of the legal remedies that we use for an adult to help an adult escaping are really difficult, if not impossible, for a minor. So that's the first really important reason that marriage, even an hour before age 18, is just inherently dangerous. And then the other really important reason that marriage before the age of 18 is dangerous is that the U.S. State Department even has recognized that marriage before the age of 18 is inherently dangerous, that it produces lifelong repercussions, specifically for girls. Most of the children who marry in New York and across the U.S. are girls. And the devastating lifelong repercussions are in almost every aspect of a girl or a woman's life, her health, her education, her economic opportunities, even her safety. She's much more likely to experience domestic violence if she marries before the age of 18. So because of the lifelong repercussions, because of how easily you can be forced, we are adamant that marriage before the age of 18 should never happen.
How often do marriages under the age of 18, in this case 17-year-olds, happen in the state of New York?
Unfortunately, the marriage certificate data that we retrieve from across the United States for our at Unchained at Last, we retrieve that for our recent study of the extent of child marriage in the U.S. In New York, shamefully, the New York State Health Department and the New York City Clerk's Office refused to give us updated data. We were able to get a full set of data for 2000 to 2010. And then we worked with a statistician to estimate the data because there was such a strong correlation across years. We were able to estimate the data for the years after 2010 through 2018. And based on the actual data and the estimates from the statistician, which were based, by the way, on census data, so it was a really specific and complex formula that the statistician used to estimate the data. What we know based on that is 2000 to 2018, an estimated 4,890 children were married in New York. They were as young as 14 because marriage as young as 14 was legal through 2017. And approximately 84% of those for whom we had the spousal and gender information were girls married to adult men.
If this legislation is signed into law, will New York become, I guess, a leader in marriage laws when it comes to raising the age to 18? Or are we really trailing many other states? Or are we somewhere in between?
Well, I guess somewhere closer to leader. Five U.S. states already have ended child marriage. In fact, just on Monday, the fifth U.S. state did this. That was Rhode Island. And we at Unchained were with our allies, were in Providence for the signing of that bill when Governor McKee signed that bill. So there are 45 more states to go. If New York, the governor signs the bill, and I certainly hope that Governor Cuomo will sign this important legislation that harms no one, costs nothing, and ends a human rights abuse, New York will be the sixth state. So it's not exactly trailing and it's not exactly a leader because five states have done it, but I guess it still puts it closer to the forefront of this. And certainly we've been trying since 2016 to end child marriage in New York. This is our fourth attempt. It's a shame that it didn't happen. New York could have been first, but six is better than 50. So let's be six.
Your organization also cares about forced marriages, which occur where one or both parties aren't entering the union with full and free consent. Is this a problem in New York? And if so, what more should we be doing to curb the practice?
So, yes, forced marriage. Actually, the reason I founded Unchained at Last was for this issue, the bigger issue of forced marriage. We know child marriage often can easily be forced marriage. But forced marriage is actually a bigger piece of this puzzle that we at Unchained are also determined to end this practice. And we provide services now to those who are in or facing a forced marriage. And shamefully, New York, like most of the rest of the United States, has very few, if any, laws and policies in place to acknowledge that forced marriage happens, to acknowledge the significant harms of forced marriage, and to punish and prevent forced marriage of adults. We need to do in the United States similar to what the UK has done, where there are policies and laws in place that can, as I said before, punish and prevent forced marriage. We simply do not have that in the United States, and we need to do that.
When you're trying to push this legislation, whether it's on forced marriage or child marriage, and when we're talking about New York or other states, where does the opposition emerge from?
There is no organized opposition to ending child marriage. And so far, we have not yet advocated for policy and legislation on forced marriage. So we don't yet know what kind of pushback we'll get there. But on the child marriage piece, when we're going state by state, which we are doing, we want every U.S. state to make the marriage age 18, no exceptions. And if the age of adulthood is higher, then we want that to be the age of marriage and not no exceptions to that. In most states, we are not getting any organized pushback, but there have been some exceptions. And in New York, we did get pushback from the ultra-Orthodox Jewish community, which, by the way, happens to be the community where I myself was forced to marry at age 19 in Brooklyn, in New York City. That's where I was forced to marry, and that's where we got pushback. The wider Jewish community and every major religion, in fact, has come out in support of ending child marriage. And we've had religious leaders and faith leaders testify in support of the legislation. So as I said, there's no national organized pushback, but we have had a couple of cases where a specific group or a specific individual came out against ending child marriage. And one of those was that one particular community in New York. And even within that community, we know that a lot of people actually support the legislation. We have a New York coalition to end child marriage, which includes members of the Orthodox Jewish community.
Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. We've been speaking with Frady Reese. She's the founder and executive director of Unchained at Last. Thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for discussing this really important issue. And Governor Cuomo, please sign the bill.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.